New BHM stamp features Marie-Joseph Angélique. Canada Post has unveiled its 2025 Black History Month stamp, which features Marie-Joseph Angélique. Accused of a crime she denied committing, Angélique's story sheds light on the history of, and resistance to, enslavement in what is now Canada. Angélique's harrowing story reminds us of the history of enslavement in Canada and sheds light on how those who were enslaved resisted their bondage. On April 10, 1734, a fire broke out in Montreal that engulfed much of the city's merchant quarter. Dozens of buildings and homes burned down. Angélique, a 29-year-old enslaved black woman, was arrested. It was alleged that she lit the fire to escape her enslaver after learning she had been sold and would potentially be sent to the West Indies. Her trial lasted several weeks and included more than 20 witnesses, although not one is believed to have seen the crime committed. Most accused Angélique because she had tried to escape before, and they said she had a history of rebelling against and threatening her enslaver. Angélique maintained her innocence throughout the trial. "Madam, although I may be wicked, I am not miserable enough to do an act like that," she said during her interrogation. However, the courts found her guilty. They condemned her to death and had her tortured to force a confession. On June 21, 1734, she was publicly hanged. Although historians disagree on whether Angélique was guilty, her story continues to encourage ongoing conversations about racial equality, justice, and the importance of acknowledging the complexities of Canada's past. The stamp features an illustration of Marie-Joseph Angélique, who is shown with agency and resolve while defiantly facing the viewer. With no known portraits of Angélique, the illustration was based on a photograph taken by Jorge Camarotti of actor and model Penande Estime. The stamp was designed by Natalie Cousin of Scooter Design, illustrated by Alexis Eek, and printed by Color Innovations. The issue includes a booklet of six permanent stamps and an official first day cover.